This is your KRDO News Radio on-demand news update.
The end finally is in sight, but not before some of the snow showers start to wind down. Winter weather is calming down today. We're waking up to continued snow showers as we speak, with light snow flurries around the area. But Storm Tracker 13 meteorologist Chris Larson says the snow is beginning to wind down.
Most of the snow will come to an end. We'll see a few scattered showers across the area. Then we'll clear out as we go into the afternoon and evening. But this upper level low, which has been driving the snow for the last 48 hours, retrogrades back to the south and west a little bit today. But it kind of moves back closer to the area tomorrow. So we could see some light snow again as we go into Saturday evening and Sunday morning. And the models do have us clearing out at least for early next week.
Chris says, be aware, roads are still slick and dangerous today. Colorado Springs has been using about 51 snowplows to clear all the main routes like Academy, Powers, Union, Woodman areas. The main priority yesterday was keeping all those paths to the hospitals open. Clear Creek County already declared a local disaster emergency due to heavy amounts of snow and stranded drivers there. Wet, heavy snow from the worst winter storm to hit Denver in 3 years is causing power outages. The weight of that snow had a lot of moisture in it, bringing down tree limbs and power lines. The XL Energy crews say that 43,000 customers were without power Thursday morning. Most of those outages were in the Denver metro area and foothills, but thousands of customers near Fort Collins and Greeley, as well as Breckenridge, were also affected. Utility crews were out and working around the clock to restore power.
While ski areas usually hope for snow, this week's winter storm has proved there can be too much of a good thing. Eldora Mountain and Loveland ski areas both had to be closed yesterday. Loveland was closed because I-70 was shut down, and Eldora because of snow slides that blocked a major access road to the ski area. This is the first time in over 20 years that Eldora has closed due to snow. And all this fresh snow is making for some fun family time. KRDO's Josh Elmuth with more.
Some people who stayed home from work or school yesterday ventured out to go sledding. There's a list of the best spots available simply on Google Maps, including Broadmoor Bluffs Park, Mountain Shadows Park, Quail Lake Park, Bear Creek Park. Other locations worth checking out can also be added. Josh Elmuth, KRDO News Radio.
And most of those kids can do some sledding again today because most of the major schools in Colorado Springs are closed. You can get a list at KRDO.com. Just go to the weather tab and look for closures and delays. Now to politics. Manhattan District Attorney's Office says it's not against a delay in former President Donald Trump's hush money criminal trial. Lisa Taylor has more.
The start of the trial is currently scheduled for March 25th. The DA's office is asking for a delay to not exceed 30 days. This comes following the United States Attorney's Office producing about 31,000 pages of additional records to Trump's legal team earlier this month. The case centers around alleged hush money payments paid to adult film star Stormy Daniels before the 2016 election. Trump has denied the allegations. I'm Lisa Taylor.
The Michigan father charged in connection with a deadly school shooting carried out by his teenage son has been found guilty. Mark Mayfield with those details.
James Crumbly was found guilty on four counts of involuntary manslaughter in the deaths of four students at Oxford High School in 2021. The shooter's mother, Jennifer Crumbly, has already been found guilty on the same charges. Prosecutors say the Crumblys turned a blind eye to their son's mental problems and left the gun used in the crime unsecured. He faces up to 15 years in prison per count. Ethan Crumbly pleaded guilty to all charges that he faced for killing the four students at Oxford High School and injuring seven others in November 2021. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Teen pregnancy could be linked to premature deaths. That's according to a new study that looked at over 2 million teenage girls across Canada. Researchers found the risk of premature death was nearly six times higher among those who had one or more pregnancies compared to those who were never pregnant as teens.
With the snowy weather, may want to take in a movie over the weekend. Mark Wahlberg's Arthur the King is expected to get off to a decent start at the box office this weekend. The canine drama is expected to fetch between $8 and $10 million in its debut in theaters. It won't be enough to dethrone Kung Fu Panda 3, which is expected to make anywhere between $28 and $30 million in its second weekend. Dune Part 2 is projected to bring in between $24 and $27 million in its third weekend in theaters. The sequel has made $162 million domestically so far.
Snow continues here through about 10 a.m. on Friday morning. Then we'll start to get clearing skies, or at least the snow showers come to an end as we go into Friday afternoon. Going to be a chilly day today with highs in the mid-30s, Colorado Springs 38 in Pueblo. Then we'll see partly cloudy skies overnight into Saturday morning down into the low 20s. Could see some more snow in the forecast for Saturday evening overnight into Sunday morning. We'll keep it chilly on Saturday with afternoon highs in the upper 30s and low 40s. From the Storm Tracker 13 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Chris Larson for KRDO News Radio.
Get news, traffic, weather live on KRDO's morning news weekday mornings from 5 to 9. KRDO's afternoon news weekday afternoons from 4 to 7. On KRDO News Radio or anytime at KRDO.com.